Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records and what the Akashic Records can do for you and all sorts of wonderful things. And for those people who are not familiar with the Akashic Records, they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so my work with the Akashic Records is helping people understand in the here and now what's going on with them, why certain things have happened in their life. And the records will really never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. Now, tonight, we've got a really treat for us. I'm in California, and for those people who are my loyal listeners, you're familiar with my work with Lori Rayon. She is the animal communicator, and now I don't have a computer in front of me, so you're going to have to actually call in tonight with your questions. And I am actually going to, you know what, I'm going to actually ask somebody to go in the back bedroom and grab the computer bag. It's right behind the door, and this way I'll have my computer, I can turn it on. But tonight we are going to talk about all sorts of wonderful things. We're going to talk about the Merkaba workshop. I actually came to Chicago. I've got Chicago on my mind. I actually came to Oceanside, California to participate in a wonderful workshop that Lori was putting on creating your permanent Merkaba and activating your pineal field. Bland, yeah, excuse me. And I've got to tell you, I don't think I'm 100% back in my body. It was so wonderful. So we're going to talk to Lori a little bit about that. We're going to talk to her about what's coming up, and we'll get the computer going, so I'll be able to see if somebody is going to be talking about what they want, if they're going to email me questions. And if you'd like to email me questions, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And if you're on the website, you absolutely see where the telephone numbers are. And we are going to start out with this Lori. And we're going to have Lori talk to us and tell us about what was this weekend all about. Lori, hop right in here and tell everybody who you are and what we've been doing this weekend. I don't think you can really, you know, to the best of your ability, anyway, right?
It's been a lot of fun. We've had a nice group of people here in Oceanside at the Omnidimensional Mystery School, working with the teachings of Drunvalo Melchizedek, which is, technically speaking, we're working with the Merkaba field, which is the human light body. And it was a profound weekend.
Yeah, it certainly was. We had, about 14 people here. And everybody, 15, and everybody was just amazing. I mean, everybody got something. So talk a little bit about what does that mean? What does the Merkaba, what does that do for us? Because some of our listeners may not be at all familiar with this. And why do we activate our pineal glands? And so tell us a little bit about what's going on with this.
I'm just laughing and saying, you know the answers.
I do know the answers, but I'm asking you to. But you're the one that was the facilitator,
That's true.
I want you to. Then I'm getting my computer together, okay. So we got to work as a team here.
So the Merkaba is the living human, the fields of light around the human body. It allows you to make conscious contact with your creator, with your source energy. It's a star tetrahedron. It's a sacred geometry field that's around every living, breathing being. And because humans fell from grace, so to speak, about 13,000 years ago, and they went down to two strands of DNA, we forgot at that time as a society what the Merkaba was and how to work with it and how to become, again, a conscious creator. So through the teachings of the angels and this wonderful man, Mr. Drunvalo Melchizedek, we're able to reacquaint ourselves to the human light body again and to activate it, to spin it, actually, in counter-rotating fields to achieve an expanded state of consciousness. There's an energy around the Merkaba that alerts the light beings that are in service to us, the angels. The universe becomes aware that you are awake when you have activated your Merkaba. And manifestation, alchemy, all types of miracles can occur in your life. It is quite profound. There's actually not anything more profound that I can actually think of in the moment. It is the ultimate expression of becoming a human that's empowered and enlightened and that chooses this vehicle of light for their body. And it is everyone's birthright to do it.
So How does the pineal gland work with the Merkaba?
How does the pineal? Well, the pineal gland works with the heart.
Okay, so I mean, it's like, why do we learn both at this at the same workshop?
Well, if you learn to, we have to go get it.
Okay.
It's long. I can go get it if you want.
All right, wait a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. So what was the question?
Why do we learn about the pineal gland?
The pineal gland is the organ that allows. The pineal gland is located in your brain. If you didn't know that, some people call it the third eye.
Okay.
And the pineal gland is an organ that your creator has given you to speak through the veil, to speak telepathically, to connect with angelics, ascended masters, guides and angels that are around you, animals. I'm an animal communicator, and so my pineal gland was activated as I was a child. I spent a lot of time speaking to animals. It was just something I thought everyone did. I was so confused when I found out they weren't, because I said, you know, like, I grew up in Nebraska with horses, you know. People have this thing they say called break horses,
uh-huh.
You know, where they put a saddle on them and spurs, and they get on them, and then they ride them until they're broken, so to speak, you know. And I just said, well, why don't you just talk to them?
And they said, okay, all right.
So I had a reputation when I was about 14 years old of being able to, I don't know, nowadays they'd call it a horse whisper, but my cat would tell you we speak out loud, so we don't whisper. We speak to the horse and say, you know, would you like me to ride you? Do you want me to ride you? Do you want me to put a bridle on? Do you want me to put a saddle on? What would you like to do? Can we work together? I love you. You love me. Let's create something fun together.
Okay.
And so I was able to work with horses that were wild and, you know, just a short period of time, put a piece of twine around their neck, and they thought I was their friend. Because I was.
And so all of a sudden you became, you discovered your gifts.
I thought everyone was doing it.
Right.
I was confused when I found out they weren't. Well, now I know that scientifically, biologically speaking, the pineal gland must be activated in order for us to have an energetic telepathic exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. It's an important gland to work with, an important organ. My course of study with studying animal communication has led me then to be able to speak with spirit beings and angels, and I've had light beings visit me. So my life is filled with pineal activity.
But you've talked about, you know, one of the reasons that you've talked about how people have changed their lives by activating their permanent Merkaba and they're activating their pineal gland.
Even the synthetic Merkaba.
Yeah. So talk about that, because I really would like to have people understand that.
Okay. So a little bit more about that is it's just an evolved state of empowerment. It brings you into a dimensional awareness where you realize that you're a multidimensional being and that the human vehicle that you occupy is just a small part of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can navigate through these other realms in the sense that you can communicate with other beings.
All right. So talk to me about Pruta.
Pruta. Pruta's embodied into the body of a female cat. The current Pruta is Pruta 3. She's been with me for many years. This is the third female incarnation of Pruta. Pruta is a master teacher that chooses lovingly to come to Earth and lately has been taking cat bodies since a number of years ago. And she is an ascended being in a cat body, and she is a master teacher. She operates from an energetic or a paradigm beyond duality where she doesn't, you know, have a limitation in her thinking. She's in a world of yeses.
Yes. Isn't that a wonderful place to be?
Yes.
And it sounds like, too, basically, and what this workshop is all about, is that we are all now able, because of activating our pineal and our permanent Merkaba, that we are all able to live in a world of yeses.
Yes.
Is that correct?
In a world without fear.
There you go.
And Merkaba operates on the premise of love.
Yes.
You feel loving thoughts, you think loving thoughts, this becomes possible.
Cool. That's just so cool. Well, you know, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This has been quite an incredible weekend. And I've got to tell you that this week is a treat that I'm giving myself. And what I did was I came in for this workshop, and I've got just a few consultations to do this week. And then I'm doing a workshop here on the Level 1 Akashic Records here at the Omnidimensional
Mystery School
we're
in North San Diego.
North San Diego. And I'm also going to be speaking about the Akashic Records at the Controversial Bookstore and the Om Spiritual Center controversial bookstore is in the heart of San Diego, and the Ohm Spiritual Books
in El Cajon.
And so, is it El Cajon? Why do I want to say Mesa? But it's El Cajon, right?
El Cajon.
Okay. So that's for those people who are in the California area. You may want to give me a call personally. You can call me on my cell, which is 216-392-5490. But what's important tonight is if you have questions, you know, Lori also works with the Akashic Records, and she does Akashic Record consultation, and she and I have known each other for many, many years. But we also have somebody else here that does Akashic Records work, and I'd very much like to talk to her. And the reason why I would like to talk to this young lady is because she and I have similar origins, yet she has learned from a different teacher. And now my origin of working with the Akashic Records has been through Akashic Record Consultants International, and we were taught by Mary Parker and Elena Lieberman, and I've been doing this work for 16 years, as again, if you folks have been listening, you know. And there was a wonderful teacher that was among us before we actually organized the Akashic Record Consultants International, and her name was Linda Howe. And you may be familiar with Linda because she's written a few books on the Akashic Records, and she has her own organization now. And as things happen, you know, things happen with all loving beings. We are with our teachers and our associates and our loved ones until it's time for us to move on to our own work. And Linda has lovingly moved on to her own work, and she's doing very powerful work. And she has her own organization that has teachers. And I have just met Holly this weekend, and I'd love to know more about what Holly does. And she has the Akashic Studio?
It's called Akasha Healing Studio.
Akasha Healing Studio here in what?
It's in Escondido, which is also in North San Diego County.
Okay, so it's in Escondido in North San Diego County. And so we would love to know more about what you do there. Because you do more than just the Akashic Records. It's almost like, well, everything is at a part of the Akasha, as we know. But
right.
the reality is there's different modalities that people are in alignment with.
Yes.
Some people are more in alignment with Akashic Records work, and other people are in line with energy healing or a variety of different things. And it sounds like, although I've not been there, I'm looking forward to it maybe, that this week I'll get over there. But I would love to be able to have you explain what you do and what you've done with the Akashic Records and how long you've been working with it. So, Holly, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what your name is and all that wonderful stuff.
My name's Holly Hawkins Marwood, and for the last many years, I've been fully immersed in different types of energy healing, and just in the last couple of years, been involved heavily in the Akashic Records.
Mm-hmm.
And as I had mentioned to you, Donna, before, is I had heard about them, but it sort of just went in one ear and out the
mm-hmm.
other until at one point where it was like somebody lit a fire underneath
sure.
me. And it's one of the things I absolutely love to do most. But my husband, Paul Marwood, and I run the Akasha Healing Studio together. And the Akasha, I could tell you the story about why it's named Akasha Healing Studio.
Did you name it before you became involved with the Akashic Records?
It's when I actually very first was reading Linda Howe's book.
Oh,
okay. Because I had seen a vision several years ago of a quite a large center.
Uh-huh.
And I often wondered, I wonder what the name's going to be.
Okay.
Over several years' time. And I thought, well, I'm not going to look for the name. It will come to me.
Sure.
And it was when I was reading her book for the very first time, and it's pretty much in the introduction, it's the definition of what the Akasha is.
Right.
And as soon as I read that word and read the definition, I knew that was the name of the center. So I wasn't involved in the Akashic Records as I am now. It was just in my very earliest infancy with them that I tripped across the word. But because it's about essence, the purity of our essence, the word Akasha, I knew that was the hallmark of all the work we do, including the healing work, because it's always about reconnecting to our essence in whatever way we're drawn to. So in addition to Akashic Record readings, Paul and I are co-founders of an organization now called Orion Network for Evolution.
Ooh, tell us about that.
And that's bringing through some new transformational and evolutionary experiences that allow our souls to progress through this time of ascension by carrying increasingly greater levels of light.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what is that? So what do those modalities look like? That sounds like that's the umbrella organization.
Yeah, it is.
And so what's underneath the umbrella?
So what's underneath the umbrella at the moment, in terms of formally being out in the world, are two experiences called the 111 activation, and one's called the universal sphere. And the 111 act, well, both of them are energetic experiences. So they're done through the quantum field, and they can be done in person or at a distance. And the 111 activation allows our light body and our physical bodies to line up in a way that allows us to move forward on our life path more easily. So when you imagine two things, if they're out of alignment, they don't move through time and space with the same ease and grace as they would if they were lined up. So the 111 activation is, in a sense, an energetic light overlay over the physical body, but also the energetic bodies, and brings you into the state of alignment that allows you to move forward. And when people have had the 111 activation, the general body of experiences, everyone has their own experience.
Sure.
People are brought back into a new level of clarity, alignment with who they really are at that soul core level, which allows them to move forward with more authenticity.
So what's a little bit about that process? In other words, that just sounds wonderful. But tell me, in other words, like, we've got listeners here,
mm-hmm.
And that sounds lovely, but if they're not at all familiar with some of those words,
right?
What's the process of actually helping somebody get into alignment? I mean, without giving out, you know, I mean, I understand this.
So
I'm talking about, you know, like, what results do you want to create? What's the draw? What's the process? Do they go to a workshop, or is it individual consultation, or is it a hands-on healing?
Okay.
Talk, yeah.
So from a really practical point of view, the sessions take about a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
And because they happen in the energetic realm, and really in the quantum field, they happen outside of time and space, because we're working with that level, but it does impact our humanity. Somebody could come to Akasha Healing Studio and lay on a massage table, but somebody also could be wherever they need to be in the world, and they can still experience a session and have that level of change and transformation. So there are no boundaries of time and space with what this is. So that's sort of on a really practical human level. And generally, people come to it because they hear about it, and maybe they've seen a whole lot of synchronicities with the number 111, and then they see that this is called the 111 activation, and they don't even know why, but they just know that that inner calling is saying, yes, do this.
Well, now, let me just kind of back up a minute.
Sure.
So I know I see 111 all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I know that they're, you know, like, we've, you know, we're aware of the activation that's happened on a variety of different levels,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, people see 333s, 444s,
sure.
you know, all the massive numbers, you know, and 222, all those wonderful things, and it's funny because most of my workshops always end up in a 9, as far as mm-hmm. for the price point. It's because, from a numerology point of view, my intention for people when they do workshops with me, or even a consultation, is that 9 is the master number, and so it stands for completion and mastership. So it's my intention is they feel complete with the information is given, and they become masters in their own lives. So, but beyond that, I just want to understand, when you're talking about virtual and numbers, and so, wasn't there was a the harmonic conversion? Isn't that what started the 1111 back in 87?
I'm not sure. Honestly.
Okay.
I mean, I know the harmonic convergence was in 1987,
yep.
but I'm not sure if that's what started the 1111. But there's kind of a practical reason that it was called the 111 activation, and that, first of all, and this is fairly far out there, but the truth is that the information that's coming through this group of us now is coming from largely the High Council of Orion, which is a group of non-physical beings who actually are helping increase the level of light and information from, you know, just like Lori's talking about, from these realms beyond our five senses to allow us to connect with the more, the greater potential of who we can be.
Okay.
And who we have been in the past, and we get to re-experience that now. And so the High Council of Orion brought through a lot of the 111 activation, honestly, on January 11th, 2011.
Okay.
And they really didn't care if we called it toes with purple nail polish.
Yeah.
I mean, because they don't really care, but because it came through on 1/11/2011, we called it the 111 activation, and they were pretty happy with that.
So what happens, there was like, so somebody wants this virtual activation, and again, what, Paul, do you want to be a part of this conversation, because I didn't mean to exclude you, but you were helping me with my computer that's now up, everybody. So now you can email me questions if you want. And for those people who are not listening to the or don't have the website up, you can dial in any kind of questions you want for us. I can't guarantee we're going to answer them all, but give us a shot. And the toll-free number here in the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-513-6472, and our country code is 011. Okay, so I want to know about this activation, and then we're going to come back to Lori. She's got some wonderful things going on in Hawaii and all sorts of things, and I have a lovely ladies behind us that we're going to talk to that participated in the workshop, and we've got a full show for you. Okay, so talk to us. You know, what happens with an activation? I mean, did you say this already and I missed it? No.
Well, I talked about it from the point of view of what happens with somebody literally, like when they're on the massage table. Well, in terms of what happens to them, aside from the practicality that they might be lying down and,
sure,
and engage in the session on that level, basically as the practitioners, we are, in a sense, we're working with universal light and universal consciousness, and weaving a pattern that is an energetic overlay, if you will, within the physicality as well as the energetic bodies of each individual. And that energetic overlay allows different levels of light and information from the universe,
right,
to infuse itself into that human's existence, their experience of life, and allows them to move forward in greater alignment with their soul, really, is what happens.
So what's the benefit?
Well, there are lots
of benefits. What are my benefits? I mean, there was like, let's do some marketing here. I want to understand, you know, so if somebody wants to call you and they live in New York,
mm-hmm,
okay, and this is virtual, and they are going to call you because we're going to give them your phone number and they're going to get a hold of you. I want to understand what's in it for my listeners here that will help them want to do this with you.
That's a perfect question.
I can ask that a little bit.
Okay, come on over here, Pauline.
Yeah, here's Pauline, who actually is one of our Orion Network for Evolution practitioners.
Okay, great. All right. Pull a seat up. We can sit right over there if you want. Okay, great. Okay. So, Pauline, now you're an independent practitioner. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't practice too much, but I am capable, and I have my certificate.
Okay.
My main motivation was to just help myself a little bit out of some confusion,
okay,
and experience a little bit more freedom to be who I am, to help with the day-to-day problems that I encounter of wanting to help serve my family,
okay,
and kind of break through some of the fears that I have.
Okay.
I wanted help.
Sure.
And also so I healing for myself so that I could then in turn help others.
Okay.
And I felt I got that.
Great. So how is this different than the Akashic Records work?
Well, the Akashic Records work, you know, people bring their current day questions and they get the answers to on a really practical human level.
Very much, yeah.
You know, like
right,
from whatever it is, very practical,
right,
from their soul level.
Very grounded place.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's just, it's a transformational experience, and the Akashic Records are transformational,
sure.
But it's done more through the energetics. And there's obviously energetic healing and transformation that's happening in the Akashic Record reading as well. But it's an energetic transformational experience. Paul, do you have anything to say to that? Because he does both of them also. So.
Okay.
I think something that most of us, you know, we live a very busy life.
Mm-hmm.
And in that busy life, we quite often don't have that connection to our heart.
Okay.
And when we have that greater level of connection to our heart, you know, we tend to find, if you compare two scenarios, one when you're connected to your heart, life really does tend to flow in such a beautiful way.
Right.
And when you're more in your ego and your mind and all the rest of that, you know, life can sometimes have its difficulties,
sure,
and its battles.
Okay.
And part of what they're teaching us with this, and I'm giving an example here of the universal sphere, which is... was taught to us by another being, and the universal sphere is reminding us of the universal being that we are. And the beautiful thing about that is that this being has said to us that it helps us shift the balance so that we're more in our heart than we are in our mind and our egos. So it's the wonderful thing about that is it does allow that beautiful shift. So someone is having a busy life and they're in their mind all the time and they're not satisfied and they're buying a new car and it doesn't satisfy them and they get a bigger house and it doesn't satisfy them. And they're living a life that doesn't have that beautiful joy and satisfaction, and they keep trying to find it, but
mm-hmm.
they don't find it. The beautiful thing about this is it allows them to make that shift into the heart. So it doesn't matter so much what they do. They can still continue to be a lawyer or an accountant or a doctor, but they come from a more beautiful, balanced place in their heart. So they see the joy and the love in things so much more.
Interesting. So based on what you're... If I'm hearing you correctly, I just want to feedback what
mm-hmm.
I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so based on... So if I'm doing a Akashic Record consultation for
yeah.
someone, all right, what I do is and I've got to be similar. It's just we're just using a different prayer. It's got to be similar.
Right.
Yeah, you know. What I'm doing is helping them get into their heart, whether it's a workshop or whatever, and we're working with their core issues and being able to release their core issues. We use a thing called the grace points. I don't know if you folks use the grace points. We have the grace points from Ed Conmee that help create different levels of clarity. But the idea is that the work of the Akashic Records is a verbal work as that distracts while the energetics come in to work. And based on what you're saying to me, is that the work with the 1111 has to do with, it's almost 100% energetic.
It is.
There aren't any words,
no.
And it's not even about processing. It's about people lay down either on their beds virtually when you're calling them,
right.
Or they're laying on your massage table at your studio, and you are doing all the work energetically that literally lifts the information or lifts the blocks from the person. Now, admittedly, we've come through quite a few different things. We probably have a few layers of that stuff going on, you know. But the idea is, so it may take a couple of times, right?
And also, yes. Well, no, not with the 111 activation.
Okay.
But one of the things that's similar and different with the Akashic Records versus this is the Akashic Records, because we're talking, and
uh-huh.
if I have an Akashic Record reading with you, I say, these are my top three or five human problems today that I need to talk to you about.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm bringing consciously and into energetic and conversational exchange on this human level.
Right.
So we're really dealing with those day-to-day human concerns and lifting them up and seeing them from the point of view of our soul. And then with the 111 activation, what's happening is the universal consciousness is coming in and working with this person, and this is way beyond the day-to-day experience of it, of the 111 activation, but it's working with us at an energetic level to move our soul forward. And so everyone has a different experience, but going back to this idea of if your human life is coming more into alignment with what your soul's intention was when you first got here,
right?
When those two things are lined up, then you move through life more easily and you experience more joy. You experience greater synchronicities, greater level of intuition. Some people have spontaneous healings because that maybe the disease or the lack of health alignment in their life is a result of this dissonance between their human existence and their spiritual life, and you get them lined up and those things just fall away because there they are, they're lined up. And so people have had, again, healings, they've had increased intuition, clarity, awareness of synchronicities, and just like this inner peace of knowingness of these are the steps I need to take. And it makes it so that you can say, instead of saying, well, I don't know, it can be yes or it can be no, which really reflects back to what Lori was talking about today in the teachings of class. It's all very aligned. You get it. You get more aligned with the yes and the no versus waffling in the middle. Because the waffling in the middle doesn't allow us to move forward very well in our lives.
That's right. It's almost like this is the word that's coming to me is holographic.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And the vision that's coming to me, it's almost like, and I don't mean to misrepresent this, but I'm going to tell you what they're showing me, what the Akashic Record Master teacher is showing me, is that a person lays on the table, and it's almost like there are spheres that you're moving around or that move around to align this being that's laying there. I mean, it may or may not be, that may not be your hand positions, but it's almost like there's things that are being lifted based on what the needs are of that human in the here and now. Does that make sense?
Yes, but as practitioners, we're not making the decision.
Correct. Oh, no, I got the spirit's doing
it. Yes, it's the interaction with spirit or universal consciousness that comes in and works with them, you know, soul to spirit level. And we as the practitioners are facilitating the presence of this light that then goes to work individually with each person.
So now, another question for you. Just for clarity.
Yeah.
So tell me the difference between what the 11-11 activation and Reiki.
I think it's an answer to that, a simple answer. In the teachings, they've said that the examples for a Reiki practitioner, they bring the energy up through their body and through their hands, for example, and either on touch or at a distance they can...
I actually thought it came through the crown, but I don't know.
It comes through the crown or through the person.
Yeah.
The 111 activation is, as you said earlier, it's holographic structure that's laid in through and around a person.
Oh, okay, got it.
Which
all right.
allows them... What that does is it allows a greater level of alignment and balance between the person's physical body and all of their light bodies.
Okay.
The net result of that person is able to hold more light in their entirety.
I see. Okay.
So that holding more light allows them to raise their frequency, and that really affects them at many, many different levels.
So by raising their frequency, you're raising their awareness.
Right.
By raising their awareness, you're giving a different vibration and frequency to their consciousness.
Yes.
So by raising all of that, you're able to see a larger picture, and instead of having an eye level view, you have now a bird's eye view or a 360 degree view of this information, and that's what the human being is receiving. Got it. Okay, that's very interesting. So tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, Paul and I work out of Akasha Healing Studio in Escondido. Our website is www.akasha healing.com.
Great.
And our phone number is 760-803-2338.
That's great. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. And I, you know, this show will be in the archives if you want to take any pieces or parts of it to put on your website. You know, please feel free to do that. And, you know, it's a great marketing tool if you want. But beyond that, it's just been a pleasure to meet folks that work with the Akashic Records in a similar way. I mean, other than students, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's great to actually interact with you. So, you know, what's important for all of our listeners to understand is there's many ways to work with the Akashic Records. I mean, and the Akashic Record energy is becoming more and more important to anchor within the planet. The fact that we have more than one way to access is very important, but what's really very important about the way that I access and the way that Holly and Paul access is that we access consciously. And when we access consciously, you can create all sorts of wonderful things, including your 1111 healing. I mean, I don't know that you created that from the Akashic Records. I don't really know how you got it.
No, it came through channeling. But you know, Paul and I go into our Akashic Records all the time, not
sure.
just as practitioners for other people, but we guide our business.
Sure.
We guide furniture placements.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's true.
In our home.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to do it, we use the Akashic Records for it. I mean, it's one of the most practical, esoteric skills out
Very
there.
Very grounded.
Yeah.
And again, I think one of the things that's so important to me is that it's a criteria of mine. It's got to be simple and profound.
Right.
If I have to study book upon book upon book, I'm not interested.
Right.
I'd rather just go to the books and allow the information to come to me. You know, I call me lazy, but I like to be simple and profound. So.
Well, but that's how spirit is, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right,
when anything's simple, then if it gets too complex, you know there's too much human interface involved in
absolutely.
It. And what better place to be informed about any aspect of your life than the soul-level consciousness available in the Akashic Records.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here. And so anybody who's in the Escondido area or anywhere that wants to experience 1111, you know, activation, you do that internationally, right?
Yeah,
the telephone will activate, right?
Well, tomorrow morning I'll be doing a session for somebody in Belgium.
Oh, my goodness. See, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's important. And do please give Linda my best.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time. Okay. So let's see. Is there anybody out there that wants to talk?
Sure.
And then we'll bring Laurie back. Anybody? We're in the midst of having a little dinner because it's a little past dinner time. It's 8:30 here in the California area. But I am so excited about having these wonderful beings of light around. Thank you, Pauline, so much. Oh, are you an active practitioner before for the? Do you want to give your phone number down here?
No, I'm not an active practitioner.
Oh, okay. All right. And here we have Elizabeth.
Hello,
Elizabeth. Elizabeth, do you want to share your last name on the air?
Sure, Elizabeth Hendershot.
Okay, Elizabeth Hendershot, and we have Linda Long. And these have been participants of the Melchizedek Flower of Life Merkaba workshop today, and we've all had our pineals activated, and that's an interesting thing. And it's been a lot of fun. Wow! And have activated it and gone to the grid and all that good stuff. So, Linda, what was your, Elizabeth, what was your experience today? And tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Oh, let's see. Well, I have a J-O-B that I do during the week.
Okay, all right.
And in evenings and weekends, I do energy healing work. I do the work of pranic healing from Master Choa Phuk Sui.
Okay.
I also studied with Siobhan Moran and do Paramita's work.
Don't know what that is.
Very high-level work.
Okay.
Very simplified.
Okay.
Amazing technique.
Is it Siobhan, massage or is it energetic?
Energy work.
Okay.
It's energy work, and there's more information about it on SiobhanMoran.com.
Okay.
I also do sessions with people, helping them clear issues in their life to move forward using different tools.
Okay.
Typically, when I do a session with someone, it depends on what's happening in their life. I select what's
right
for them, and I usually have guides that help me with that.
Great. Good. So what was your impression of today?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
The entire weekend was an amazing experience, but on my journey today, I felt like... the flower of life opened up, and through that I was able to dive in, and the dolphins and the whales connected with me, and the dolphins helped guide me to plant my permanent Merkaba.
That's great.
And I felt amazing.
So what do you want to do with this?
I'm going to be skin channeling.
All right.
With the help of the dolphins, and I'm going to take a class on channeling with Lori.
Okay,
starting
we'll talk about that.
For my birthday, I'm gifting myself channeling classes.
Fabulous.
With Lori, because my birthday is January 10th, and the classes begin January 9th.
There you go.
Every week, channeling classes.
Wonderful.
For like a month, I think it is. January 9th, and then each Wednesday after that. So I'm looking forward to that. With Puda, Master Puda.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Puda's class, Master Puda's class here.
Okay.
The
I have my class.
Multidimensional school.
Omni.
See, I'm all clustered.
Omnidimensional.
Mystery school.
There we go. Okay.
I'm
good.
Studying at the mystery school.
That's super. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And do you want to give your phone number? Do you do anything virtually? I mean, on the phone or is it all
I do phone readings. I mean, energy is connected everywhere. So,
okay, sure.
Yes,
we'll
I have
give
people
your phone
call
number.
Me.
Yeah.
My phone number is area code 714.
Okay.
803.
Right.
5302.
Okay.
And usually most of the sessions we go into, it's not really Akashic Records, but we, through dialogue with the client, we go and we find, because you can clear something now and not solve where it began. So what you want to get to is the root cause, the thoughts,
core
programs,
issue.
And the beliefs.
That's right.
We go there, and you can just chop the weeds, or you can pull them out by the root.
There you go. All right. Well, good job. Well, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you.
And then we have Linda Long. And Linda Long and I go back a ways. And, you know, I do consultations with people over the telephone and in person. And I'm just so honored to be able to share and talk with Linda, because we were here today and she said, I remember doing a consultation, but I'm going to let you talk about that.
Oh,
and
lovely.
You,
okay.
So talk to them about because you remembered the consultation. I don't remember what I tell people. So.
Right.
Yeah. It's
and
just not
so
my
many.
Stuff.
Right.
It's not my stuff, so why do I remember it?
Well, let me start by letting you know what it is that I do for my regular
oh, yes,
income.
Please, yes.
It's not in any metaphysical realm.
Uh-huh.
I'm an administrative assistant. I work for a global human resource consulting firm.
Okay.
Doing administrative assistant stuff, which includes a lot of filing and mundane tasks that
okay.
nobody really wants to do, but everybody needs somebody to
okay.
do that.
Okay, all right.
And then also during tax time, I'm a tax preparer.
Uh-huh.
I've been working for this company for 17 years. I've been a tax preparer for 11.
Okay.
And then there's the other part, which is what I'm moving and growing into.
Okay.
And that's storytelling.
There you go.
I like.
I love the idea that she's a tax person who tells stories. You know, the IRS should be real happy with that one.
Well, you know, everything is connected.
Yeah.
And everybody has a story.
Let me tell you why I had this deduction. There's a story behind it.
Well, and this is part of what being a tax preparer, because people are revealing everything about themselves.
Sure.
Their living situation, their relationships with other people. And if there's a way that I can bring that into a tax advantage
sure.
for them,
okay.
I want to be able to be of service
great.
In that regard.
Okay.
So
good.
I do feel like I am being in service doing that. The other part of it is that I've had a great desire to be a writer.
Uh-huh.
A great desire to be a writer. But a lot of that I held in fear. So when I called Donna, and this was probably, I'm thinking, 6 years ago, maybe even 8 years ago.
Yep, I've been doing it a while.
I'm thinking around 2004.
Okay.
And I
How
didn't
did you hear about me?
I think I saw you in one of the psychic fairs. Or
oh, yeah, right. They did
Full Body Earth Expo.
Right.
One
sure,
of those.
Okay.
And I was very, you know, struck by, I didn't have the money at the time to do this kind of a reading, but I kept your phone number, and
uh-huh.
I called you.
Okay.
And so we, you asked my permission, we said our prayer, we opened up
yeah.
the Akashic Records, and you said, okay, so what is it that you're wanting to know? And I
yes.
said, well, I really want to know what I'm here for, you know.
What's my purpose? That's the typical question.
Yeah. And in most other readings that I've gotten, the answer was, well, you'll know. Which I thought was pretty much a cop-out. But you didn't say that. You said, well, let's begin with what else do you do? What's your talents? What are
yeah.
your talents?
Yeah.
And you had a feeling, I think.
I did.
At that point.
I normally
and,
do.
And
don't say
I said,
it
well, you know, I do this and I do this. She goes, no, I'm talking about what is it that you really want to do? I said, I want to write.
But I have this block thing. I can't seem to get jump started. I don't know what's going on. And he said, okay, well, now this, okay. And you said, what I'm seeing is, and I think that was kind of hard for you to say that. What I'm seeing is that in a ancient lifetime, Egyptian kind of came to mind, you were a scribe, and you wrote. And some of the things that you wrote were progressive and not in accordance to what the pharaoh wanted. Well, if that was the case, what they did was they chopped off your hands.
Yes.
So I'm going, oh, my God, well, you know, that explains so much.
Yeah.
Well, because... Well,
that'll do it to you.
What else do you do if you can't write and that's what you've been doing? Well, you tell stories.
There you go.
And you become of some service in some way. And you carry down the verbal stories that go along, and
sure.
instead of writing it.
Right.
So that helped me to understand what kind of a block I was dealing with.
That's important work, yeah.
A resonance that was carried forward.
Good job. That's
yeah.
great. Good, yeah. And it was helpful.
That was a big impact.
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. So how did you like this workshop today?
The
last 2 days with Lori and
what I learned in school today was that I need to be more in alignment with what is in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what is in my heart is not what I'm doing in my day-to-day
sure.
life.
Right.
So that means that there's going to be changes, and it's my job to open myself and embrace those changes, even though it may be scary, and even though I may not know what's going to happen, and to just trust.
That's right. Just trust.
And that's really hard.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's really hard.
Or not.
Or not. Because, and the or not part is, I know I have the support that I need.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And I'm not alone.
That's right.
And that's another message that came through. I'm
Absolutely.
Not alone. I am
great.
Part of this, like, huge, tremendous, supportive net, right, source.
Well,
and that you're all part of. And I'm so happy.
Well, we're so happy you're here. I mean, this... You know, this has been quite an experience, a wonderful weekend. We have a couple other people we want to talk to.
Sure.
But thank you so much, Linda, for being here, and thank you so much for remembering our time together. That was great. So, and continue on. You know, your
yes,
hands
ma'am.
Aren't chopped off yet.
No.
Okay. And they're not going to be in this
And they're not going to be.
No, absolutely. We've got, you know, because as a storyteller, hopefully you're going to record your stories, you're going to write the stories down, and then you'll write your book.
Oh, yeah, and
uh-huh.
I have that.
There you go. See? Yes, there you go.
That's
good. Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh. All right. So I just want to, again, I want to just give the phone number out. 888-429-5471 is the toll-free number in Ohio, in the United States or Canada. Or if you want to dial direct and ask anything about the Akashic Records or the workshop or what else we do here on the Akashic Wisdom Show or what Lori does, you can dial direct at 530-513-6472. Now, coming up to the microphone now, we have a very unique individual. And Lori's going to actually do some talking for our friend. And so what I'd like to just share with you is that it's very hard to find a holistic veterinarian. It's very, very hard to find. I don't know if that's what you want to talk about, but I want to tell you that when I, so many of you know that I have my wonderful cat Zohar, who is a grandson of Puda. So what Tamara Hebler does is she's not only a wonderful holistic vet, but she also is an educator and she's a homeopath. So it's quite a combination, and she helped my Zohar get back to Cleveland when I brought him home from California, but she's done some wonderful things with Lori's Puda when Puda had to travel.
To go to Hawaii.
To Hawaii. And so I'm going to let you talk, Lori, and tell us about Tamara here.
Well, Tamara, in my life, has answered prayer, because when I met her, I was coming up to a place where I had to experience putting an animal into quarantine to travel to the islands of Hawaii.
Oh.
And, you know, being the mom of this great cat, I really didn't want to put her through any trauma or any
sure.
hardship. And Tamara, you know, her clinic, Healing Hope in Solana Beach,
just waltzed into my life at Idlewild. What was that?
Last year.
The whole weekend. Whole being weekend. I seriously had done a ceremony where I prayed. I put my hands on the quarantine paperwork, and I had four other people do it in the little cabin, and I said, I need help. It was this huge stack of paperwork, and it was just scaring me.
Wow.
To read through it and make it all be perfect. In 120 days, you have to have all the little I's dotted and the T's crossed and go through all these things. And I said, I need help. And I said, seriously, to God. And I went into the evening event, which was a concert, and she danced right up to me. And
literally.
And I said, I need help. And you're a veterinarian, and maybe you can help. And she said, I'm the one.
Wow, that's fabulous.
So Tamara's having a little trouble with her voice, so go ahead and go.
Yeah, I'll try to talk. I just don't know how clear it'll come out. I've had a condition in the past called dystonia, and I've been working very hard in the last few months to really clear that and step into my power. So part of my deeper calling is being in education and really calling to my higher needs of helping people on all levels. And so I do a lot of phone consultation work, so I can help you wherever you are, in Ohio or Canada or Japan.
And this is with your animals?
Yes, with animals, as well as with homeopathy.
Okay, great.
And I just want to thank Lori, because Lori actually has been such a gift in my life. And this weekend's event, you know, was like the whipped cream cherry on the top.
You betcha.
You
know? That's right. Absolutely.
I did get to go on the whale trip that where we got visited by,
22 blue whales.
Wow,
that
22
was like,
blue whales.
That was my initiation. And
wow.
Of course, after that, I had to go to Hawaii with her.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm just kind of signed up for everything.
That's great.
But as a homeopath, what I do want to share that is really profound, and I know that you guys are of higher consciousness to be able to really absorb this information. When I was studying homeopathy, one of my teachers said, you know, actually there are places in India and in England where we don't treat the pets, we just treat the parents.
Wow.
And we don't treat the children, we just treat the parents.
Wow, bingo.
And that hit home for me. And now I'm actually, my belief system has come so far that in the last month alone, I am seeing complete validation of this, where I physically can't treat my patients anymore because I'm at a different vibration. So I'm attracting different clients.
Wow.
And so I do homeopathy for people too. As soon as, you know, like, for example, there's a great story. I had a cat that had had diarrhea for 4 months.
Oh, my.
And they had gone through the traditional route, and they kind of came to me. And, you know, I always delve in a little bit deeper to see if there's any stress in the household going on. But both of them reported that there was no stress that they could think of, except they were both really worried about the cat. So, you know, I had 3 attempts of treating things that 99% of the time, any one of those things would have cleared the cat. So, again, I talked to them each individually. There wasn't anything that they could come up with. But I said, okay, just as an experiment, why don't you take the remedy too? They said, okay, they were game. So within 12 hours, they called me and said that the cat had normal poop.
Wow.
And I'm getting more and more of these validations. Everybody knows how connected we are, but these animals are just our little sponge that are actually here as our gift and our guide and our teacher.
Sure.
And they can actually help us if we're aware.
Right.
Of picking up physical things and emotional things as they're reflected in the pets.
Perfect.
Before they actually have the physical manifestation in us.
That's amazing.
Animals have no reason to become ill.
That's right.
They have no karma. They have no consequence.
Right.
They have purpose. And their purpose is to help us.
So you know, I'll tell you something. Zohar has never had a grain meal yet.
Yay.
Yay!
And so I get him the special dry food, and I want to say tickles or something like that, chuckles or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's organic. It's $1.69 a can, but I don't care, you know, because he's my baby.
He's my baby.
And he gets to eat that, and he's a healthy boy. Yeah, I never had a grain meal yet, so.
My website, under resource library, is healinghope.net. And under the resource library has lots of handouts to talk about, you know,
what to feed.
Yeah, nutritional.
So it's healinghope.net. Mm-hmm. And your phone number is an 800 number, folks. It's 877-738-4673. And that spells out 877-PET-HOPE.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Tamara, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you so much.
You know, thank you for your work and your help. And, I'll look forward to seeing you again when I come back to California.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so now you folks are not calling in, and every time you don't call them in, it's because you are so enthralled with what we have to say. So that's a good thing. I'm glad you're doing that. So we've got Lori back here, so she's going to be our bookend. Start out with Lori, end with Lori. But I do want to say that we're going to do this workshop here, the Akashic Records workshop. But what's exciting about this is it's not just going to be here in California. It's going to be virtual. So it's going to be on a webinar that you can, whatever computer you have, wherever you are in the world, you can actually be a part of this workshop. And if you have a camera on your computer or you don't, you can dial in to this special web room and you will be a part of the workshop and learn how to do this. Learn how to access.
Video conference.
Video conference, okay.
So a webcam is helpful, but you don't absolutely need one.
Okay. And so you'll be, if you do have one, you'll be able to see the participants who are here. You'll be able to see me. We'll be able to see you. But if this is something you want to do, I need to get you a manual. So you need to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com or call me at 216-392-5490, and that's, the next day or two so that I can get that manual out to you and do the right kind of preparation for you. And Lori's got some things coming up, too. Let's see. Lori, why don't you tell them what you have coming up on your agenda?
We
only have about 5 minutes left.
We have a lot of events, so you may want to go to the website if you're interested in any of our events. It's laurierion.com. That's laurierion.com, laurierion.com. But we're going out to see the dolphins and whales over Thanksgiving weekend. We're taking the boat out November 24th. It's a wonderful meditation to align with the great whales and dolphins. It's a beautiful trip. Lately, we've been seeing more dolphins than usual, like 1,500 to 3,000 dolphins.
Wow.
Just an avalanche. We go to Dolphinopolis or something. I don't know. The great whales are migrating now. They're starting. It's an amazing time to come out. We have some classes in December, too, but check out the website, Light Body Programming, all kinds of fun things. But we have a special event coming up December 29th and 30th. It's called Welcome to the New World. After December 21st, it's in Aliso Creek Inn in Laguna Beach on Saturday, December 29th, and we're hosting Judith Moore and Paul Lloyd Warner, live channeled music. Master Puna will be there. It's meeting the dolphins up close and personal in the sense of we're going to work with the activation of your crystalline DNA. And this is accomplished through your intention and the ancient tones that the whales bring in. And Judith Moore is a worldwide channel for incredible beings of light. Her website is recordsofcreation.com, and Paul Lloyd Warner channels this incredible music. So it'll be quite an immersion into the whale and dolphin energy. Connect to the heart and soul of the great whales. And then the next day, and again, you can come one day or both days, is a trip on the dolphin and whale boat with a meditation and a global water blessing. So that is on December 30th. There's the packages available, early bird pricing, and then you can come to one or both. Of course, we'll hope you come to both. But we can only take 49 people on the boat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so and then we're going to Maui February 26th, 2013 through March 3rd. It's a week-long immersion into what we call Expand Your Consciousness. And we're working with the great white whales, who are, very powerful beings. We're working with the Lemurian energies. And we'll be there with myself and Puda, Grandma Chandra, Mary Martin, 11 Gifts of Grace is her website, Star Newland from the Sirius Institute, and a live concert with Keturah and Raphael. So it's sacred site tours and working with these incredible energies that help you expand your consciousness, including with the kahunas in Hawaii.
Wow.
Who are the ancient ones that give us permission to do this work there on the island.
That's, yeah. Well, and that's amazing in itself because the Hawaiians are very protective of their land and who comes to speak.
They are.
Yeah, very protective. Yeah. But they really kind of know what the real thing is.
But they've embraced us now.
Yeah,
this will be the third year of doing
wonderful.
This work. So.
That's great. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this has been quite a weekend. Like I said, I'm gifting myself this time, but if there is anyone out there that would like to do an individual telephone consultation with me, I'll be available here in California and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Definitely getting, I think I'm taking Friday off just to get ready for the workshop.
Good.
But you can call me direct at 216-392-5490. And Lori, do you want to give a number out?
Sure, 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461.
Well, that's the end of our show. It is now 9 o'clock in California and midnight in Ohio.
You can register for this website, the webinar, or to come live in person on our website.
Oh, from yes, that's right.
You can use a credit card.
For the Akashic Record workshop
Visit the website. It's laurierion.com. It's on the homepage. It's also
right.
on the calendar.
Exactly.
If you scroll down, you'll find it. It's there.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And we look forward to having you all involved. So for now, we are going to say we're going to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We want to thank all those wonderful participants for being here and being a part of this show. It makes it a rich, rich experience for all of you. And I deeply hope that everyone listening has had their heart opened a bit, their information expanded, and please do call the folks that you've heard from. You know, you can give me a call, wherever you're drawn, use that as your guidance. For joy is the guidance of your heart. So it's about embracing the joy of your life. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to close. I want to again thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those listening, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If everyone will join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.